We're in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Aleph. Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Tav Kuf Pei Vav is the halacha of the shofar of Rosh Hashanah itself. We are going to be learning the first Sif. Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Mitzvaso B'Shal Ayil. The mitzvah is to use a shofar of an ayil for Rosh Hashanah. Why an ayil? As a zecher to Akedas Yitzchak. V'kafuf. And it should be one that curls. It should be one that's bent. Why is that? The Gemara says, as a simen, that everyone should bend their hearts. Ubidiyeved, that is all lachatchila. Bidiyeved, kol ha-shofers ksherim, the shofar of any animal will be kosher, bein pshutim, bein kfufim, whether they're straight, whether they're bent. Umitzvah b'kfufim yosemi b'pshutim. But the mitzvah is, it is better to use one that is bent rather than one that is straight, even if it's not an aisle. Vishel poro, whereas if you're dealing with that of a cow, posel, b'chol gavna. That's always posel. Round, straight, doesn't make a difference what it is. Why is that? Because this is not a shofar. Meaning, in terms of the animal that it's coming from, any animal will do. In terms of what it is, it's got to be a shofar. A keren is a horn, it's solid. It has to be cholul. It has to be something that is empty on the inside so you can blow into it. Whereas if you're simply going to go and take a horn and then carve into the inside to turn it into a shofar, you've made it into a shofar. It wasn't naturally one, it was a keren. V'chein karnei rov achai yeshem etzem echad, and that is what the horns of most animals are like. They're just one big bone. Ve'elam bifnim zachrus. It is not that it is empty and then has a little bone holding it together. The chain show from a behemoth may apostle, and the Ramah adds as well as a show from a behemoth may apostle. So let's go through this. First of all, according to Rov Rishonim, the mitzvah of using a shofar shel ayil is a mitzvah min amufkar. It's a nice thing because it's a zecher to the akedah. The Gemara says, why are we tokeya in a shofar of an ayil as a zecher to the elo shel Yitzhak? So from there we learn that it's a mitzvah min amufkar. The din of kafuf is the ikar adin, which means the Mishnah says that on Rosh Hashanah you're supposed to use a shofar that is kafuf, that is bent, so that you'll be kofar your heart, samachlokas tanoim, but this is the way we paskin, so that you're going to bend your heart. Therefore, the halacha is like this. If you have a choice between a shofar shel ayil that is straight, or a shofar of a different animal, which is kafuf, kfifus, it's being bent, is more important to us, because that's ikar adin, as opposed to using an ayil, which is an inyan. It's an important thing, but it's an inyan. It's not ikar adin. So that would win out. In the case where you have neither, the halacha is that you could use any shofar, as long as it's a shofar and not a keren. Now, the halacha is, though, that you have to spend extra money for hidr mitzvah. It is called hidr mitzvah also to use an ayil. So that even if you can get a bent one, if you can get a bent one of an ayil, you should spend the money. And if you can get one that's not bent, you can't get any bent ones. But if it's a question of an ayil versus some other animal, an ayil would come first. Mr. Brewer says that even though an ayil is best, anything from that family would be good. An ayil being a ram, you could also use a sheep. Not only that, but you can even use a goat, because they are all connected. Because we call a baby goat a seh, and we call a baby lamb, we call a lamb also a seh, seh kvasim and seh izin. So they're all considered the same family for this halacha, and that they remind us that they are a zecher up in heaven to Akedas Yitzchak. The Rambam Shita is that you must blow with the ayil, with a shofar of an ayil. He holds that Gemara is li'ikuva, that Gemara is not just a lechatchila, but it's even a bidiyevid. We don't paskin like the Rambam. Nevertheless, it's considered hidr mitzvah to get one of an ayil, and therefore you would have to spend the extra money on it. Now, the Ramos said that a behemoth tmeya cannot be used. The post can really have a suffix in this. It is a machlokas. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if that's all you have, blow, but don't make a bracha. And then if you get another shofar afterwards, once again blow, but don't make a bracha, because you may have been yotzer already. The shofar of a nevela or trefa is kosher. The only shaila is the shofar of something that is a min which isn't kosher. But if the species is kosher, it just so happens that this animal is an available treifa, there the halacha is that you are yotza with it.